Can you smell that? I smell perfume. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And I know what you're thinking. Dubious Goals Committee? What is it? And where can I buy one? Where is it? It is now. It is here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking into my kitchen holding my teacup, which is only halfway full of tea and needs to be reheated. So, into the microondas it goes. On va à la microwave. I do not know microwave in French, but I do know it in Spanish. Microondas. So why do I know that? Because there's Spanish directions on all the frozen food in the world. Oh, who this is? What are you doing? I thought you were sleeping upstairs somewhere. Yeah. Oh, you were sleeping down here because you got squinty eyes. You're looking very squinty. Are you squinty, baby? Because you're sleepy? Yeah, I guess we're not going to do any talking. So she walks between my legs. Yeah, you're a baby. So we got to start the microwave. And I got a letter in the mail. Yeah, I got a letter in the mail. Yang Yang. And maybe that's why I smell perfume. Does this letter smell perfume? What? Yeah, hi. What does a kitty want? Do you want some kitty water? Oh, so now you're not gonna say anything? Because the microphone's in your face? Yeah, you can rub your head up against my knees as much as you want. I want you to talk. Oh, so you're going to drink? So I guess we don't need fresh kitty water. Well, we do need fresh kitty water. Why do you keep yanging me? Okay, well, here. Let's just get you some freshy fresh. Because that's what kitties like. Fill up the cup. Fill up the kitty cup with the kitty water. You want the kitty water? You want the kitty water? She's going to jump up and try to pull it out of my hand if I don't put it down. All right, there's some kitty water for you. We can take the tea out of the microwave now. Put the cap on the cup. And this letter. Dated 4 days ago. Dear Your Magnificence, they addressed me by my honorific, Your Magnificence. Blah, blah, blah. This has been done. That has been done. Don't I know this already? Haven't I received paperwork on this from like 8 other people? If you disagree with this computation, you have the right to contact us and berate us unmercifully until we comply with your wishes, because you are God in our eyes. And if after such a discussion you are not satisfied, you have the right to appeal within 90 days of the receipt of this notice, blah, blah, blah. Please don't light our building on fire, blah, 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 blah. We are non-combatants. Do not engage. Sincerely, Kathy Harner Lee. Okay. Do I need to be concerned with this? Do I care? Do I know what's happening? Is this just more stuff that I didn't need to know? This is just paperwork for the sake of paperwork, so we don't have to pay any attention to it at this time or any time in the future. What are you still yanging about? Hi, Mute, Mute to you too. So we got a kitty over here sitting on her bucket. Are we going to just look out the window? Or do you think you want to go out? We're not going out there. Kitties can't go outside. You're going to get snow on your toes. Kitties don't like wet toes, remember? Otherwise, you'd be in the bathtub full of water. Yeah, you don't want to take a bath, do you? You want to take a kitty bath? You want to take a bath? Kitties don't like to take a bath. Okay, so we're getting absolutely no content from my cat today. Oh, now she's jumped down and following me. You want to go downstairs and do stuff on the banky? You want to do some banky business? Well, you can sit there if you want. I'm heading downstairs. So we can finally get this show started. Not that we've got anything going on today. Well, that's not entirely true now, is it? Because today, December 21st, is the solstice. Yes, today is the winter solstice. I'm pretty happy about that. The winter solstice is a holiday for me and my people. What people would that be? You know, the crazy tobe type of people that we all know and love. What time is it here? Oh, it's 1936. That's nice to know. So yeah, today is the solstice. Why is this good news for me? Well, the days are getting longer, and I was getting pretty tired of, you know, sunset happening at 2:45 p.m. or, you know, 14 to 45 if you use a 24-hour clock. Days are getting longer. That's good. What religious holiday is this for me? Well, this is Night of the Powder Monkey. And I've discussed this a lot before, so we're not going to go into it today. So, how do we celebrate the solstice / Night of the Powder Monkey around here? Well, we do a couple of different things. Tonight, we'll be burning a lot of hell money, or heaven money, however you want to look at it, ghost money. Going to burn a lot of ghost dollars. Probably going to burn, oh, probably a quarter million ghost dollars. Maybe more, half a million maybe even, depending on how excited I get. And there will be a lot of lighting of fireworks tonight. We got to light the fireworks to signal the powder monkey that we are, in fact, true believers, so that he'll leave us presents in our shoes. And what kind of presents does he leave? Well, it kind of depends on the age of the person whose shoes are out. But, you know, for little kids, it's things like boxes of Strike Anywhere matches and caps and, you know, Visco, 2FG, primers, deck cord, you know, stuff, things like this. Things that we can use to celebrate other holidays and or, you know, do some mining. Whatever it takes. Oh, so here I am. Sitting here with a cup of tea that might be too hot to drink, but we're going to try it anyway. Oh yeah, it's a little hot. Is it too hot? Yeah, kind of, maybe. Ooh, it's pretty good, though. So, yeah, the winter solstice. The days get longer from here. I'm pretty excited about it. So that means we are what? 6 weeks out from Marmot Day. That's the nice thing about the winter solstice. It's exactly 6 weeks. Wait, I'm trying to think. Yeah. I'm not looking at a calendar or anything. But yeah, today marks the 6 week countdown until Groundhog Day, also known as Marmot Day for marmots. Also known as Michaelmas or Candlemas. Blah, blah, blah. What do other people call it? I don't know. But that particular day marks the halfway point between the solstice and the equinox. And blah, blah, blah. Check your witch's almanac if you want to learn more about these things. Yes, the witch's almanac is a real thing. I don't know if they print it anymore, but there's probably one online. Blah, blah, blah. So there you go. Ow.
So anywho, I had a weird dream. I got a late start today. Why? Because I went to bed a little bit early. I went to bed at a reasonable hour last night, 3 a.m., 0300. And I thought, that'll be great, so I can wake up early and I can be productive and stuff. I gotta fix my thing here. There we go. Yeah, so I went to bed at 3 a.m., and I slept pretty good, all things considered. My arm hurts a little bit, but... And I woke up at 9:45, and I thought, wow, I woke up early. Actually, I think I woke up a little bit too early. I think I'll sleep for another 15 minutes and get up around 10 a.m. Then I'll be nice and ahead of the game, and I'll be able to do a bunch of stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I rolled over and said, yeah, I'm just going to lay here for another 15 minutes, take a little rest. Next thing I know, I rolled back over, I looked at my clock, and it was 10 minutes after noon. Nice one, Tobe. And while I was sleeping, in that secondary sleep mode thingy, I had a strange dream. I actually think I had two dreams, or maybe it was one dream that was all blurred together. But basically, my tree fell down in my dream again, and this time it was actually poking through part of my house. Just one little branch managed to poke through the corner of my house. And the tree had fallen into my yard and was, you know, laying on some of my ewes. You know, this tree, regular listeners to this show are perfectly well aware that I have a sugar maple tree out in my backyard that is rotting from the inside and is in great danger of falling down. The tree is so large that multiple tree removal companies have already said that they can't handle it, it's too big for them to deal with, and blah, blah, blah. And this all started back when? Yeah, like September. And there's supposed to be guys coming sometime this month. Haven't seen them yet. Don't know what's going on. And so I'm having anxiety dreams about this tree. The best thing that could happen was for it to fall into my yard, destroying my own property, instead of destroying other people's property or killing anyone. So I'm worked up about this tree. The tree is still up, blah, 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 but I'm having dreams about it. This is like, what, the sixth or seventh time I've had a dream about the tree? Yup. Please don't kill me, Mr. Tree. Please don't destroy my house, Mr. Tree. Blah, blah, blah. Trees. Normally I love them, but this one's got to come down. And I'm worried about it. It's going to be weird. In the other part of this dream, I was in the car. I was riding in the passenger seat in a car that might have been a Jeep or an SUV. You know, I don't spend a lot of time in Jeeps or SUVs, but... And the person that was driving, I'm not going to say who this is, but... This is somebody I know who's in a band here in Omaha. And why I was dreaming about her, I do not know. Why was I in her car? I do not know. Her kids were in the back. She's married and has kids. This is not an ex-girlfriend or anything. This is not anybody I've ever been romantically involved with. This is just somebody I know from the music scene. And did we have a... Was I helping them with... There was more tree stuff here. I think we were trying to haul my tree away, but then somehow my tree was like a Christmas tree that was on the top of her car, and we were delivering it. And does this make any sense? No. And then I woke up. And I know why I had the dream about this person, this singer. I got an email yesterday from her/her band saying that they will be performing their annual Christmas concert on such and such a date in such a place at such and such a time, blah, blah, blah. Will I go to this concert? Yeah, I am unlikely to do so because I'm really not into Christmas music. I pretty much have heard it all. And I've heard it all multiple times, just like you have. I don't really need to see it or hear it. But on the other hand, I might go if I'll contact my friend. I have a friend who's got kids. You know, this would be Brian. I got to email Brian and say, hey, you know, free concert, blah, blah, blah. One of his kids is really into music. We should probably go see this because they are extraordinarily good. And blah, blah, blah. So I'll email him, and if he wants to take his kids to it, then I'll probably go too. And I can see all these people I know and say, hi, hi. What have you been doing? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm a hermit. Nah, nah, nah. Blah, blah, blah. We're all a bunch of musicians. Everybody's a musician. Everybody I know is in a band. Well, not everybody. But that's why I'm not working on my amplifier today. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, give us an update on your tube amp project. Okay, well, here you go. I was over there yesterday and the day before over at my parents' house working on this tube amp with my dad. And where are we at? The boards are installed in the chassis. All of the controls are wired up. All the loose wires on the boards are now soldered to the pots and inputs and various controls on the amp. The day before, we got all the tube sockets wired up for all the regular stuff, meaning not the heater wires. Pretty much everything is now wired up except for, I don't know what you call it, the heater bus, the heater circuit. I now have to run wires from, what do I got to do? From the transformer, and I got to make this sort of wiring harness, and then I have to solder that all to the heater pins of all of the tube sockets. Nah, nah, nah. And what else is there left to do? Then it's you know, just a matter of starting to test it out. Test it out. You know, smoke test. Everybody's favorite test of electronic equipment. The smoke test. Yes, that is a real thing. Ask any electronic engineer you know. And I'm sure there's plenty of them here on SDF. So post a bulletin board. And then it's a matter of putting the tubes in and then testing again. And then at some point in time, I will have a finished amplifier. I think we're on step 109 out of 127 steps or something like that. So yeah, I'm going to have to make a wiring harness, and the wire that they want me to make it out of is solid core, single strand solid core wire. It's like, come on, you got to be kidding me. Wah, wah, wah. I'm whining and crying about bad wire. It's not that I'm a wire aficionado per se. It's just that use the wire that's easiest. Don't just throw whatever you have laying around into the kit. Put some good wire. Nah, it doesn't matter. Does it matter? It doesn't really matter. Does it matter? I don't think it matters. But anyway, you should have seen me soldering yesterday. I was a soldering fool. Man, you should have seen some of the soldering I did. The most impossible joints tucked into the strangest corners under overhangs, and it was skill. My soldering technique will not be defeated. It was awesome. but I can't work on my amplifier today. Why? Because everybody's in a band. Everybody I know is in a band, including, but not limited to, my parents, who sort of have a gig today, and that's why I can't go over there and work on my amp. Except it's not really a gig. It's just sort of like practice or something. My parents back up a club. There was a club slash learning group here in town for mountain dulcimers. You know, my parents are involved in every single folk music type scene that there is in the town. So they know everybody and blah, blah, blah. So some people have gotten a little group together to learn how to play the mountain dulcimer. And this group is taught by a woman that is in my parents' band. And so my parents go to the practices slash lessons slash rehearsal slash circle jam of this mountain dulcimer group to back them up. Okay, they play the backing track. You know, my dad plays bass and my mom plays guitar for this. And, you know, they sort of play the rhythm section, the rhythm track for these dulcimerists to play along to. And so that's where my parents are today. And then tomorrow, I think my parents actually have a gig tomorrow. And then Sunday is the Bluegrass Music Club, which my parents also belong to. And then I don't think I'm getting back to work on the amp until Monday. So I've got the weekend off from amp building. So what am I going to do? I don't know. Watch anime, probably. Right, Pippa? Pippa's over there playing with a napkin. You know, that's a fun napkin. Yeah, shred it. Kick that napkin's ass. Uh-oh, I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. Oh, no. Oh, I thought she was going to attack me. She just charged. And now she's standing on the futon frame behind me. Hi. Yeah, brr to you too. She says brr. Brr. I'm a kitty. Brr. Are you attack kitty? Are you on the attack? Yes, you're a brooper. I hope I got that one recorded. That's the sound she makes the most. Brr. Brr. That was funny. So, right. What am I doing on this winter solstice? Oh, I should be downstairs figuring out what fireworks I want to light tonight. I know exactly what I'm going to light tonight. I'm going to light off a whole package of those, what are they, half-ounce rockets? Those are awesome. So that'll be fun. Fun for me. Who's a baby over there? You're the baby. Right, so I've got a free weekend, which means I'm doing what? Well, I don't know. What I really need to do is work on my hot rod electric guitar, because I've done absolutely nothing. I've got the neck, I've got the parts, I just need a body. I don't know how I'm going to go about doing that. I'll ask my dad. Yeah, and I can't work on my amp on Tuesday because my dad goes over to our luthier's place to work on stuff. Maybe I'll just hand him the neck and go, you guys need to put a body on this and just, you know, get back to me. That could actually happen. So I got to figure out a body for this guitar and how I'm going to go about doing this. And I'm wondering, is this neck going to be too weak for what I want to do? And I'm like, nah, I think I'll, yeah, what do I don't know, yeah. I'm hemming and hawing, and I shouldn't even be thinking about this. I just should be doing it. As a good friend of mine once said in his broken 400 vocabulary word English, this is actually a guy named Tenzin, he said, don't think, do. No, actually, he said, no think, do. Because he'd always ask me something. I'd say, well, I was thinking about blah, blah. But before I could finish, he'd always just yell in my face, no think, do. In other words, shut up, stop thinking about it, and just do it. Which I think is generally a good philosophy in life. And so that's why I need to get to work on the electric guitar. Something else that I should do is I should mark up those necks that I have for cigar box guitars. Should mark them up, do something to them, send them with my dad to have a piece cut out. I need some pieces chop, 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 chop. Take them over to the luthiers, blah, blah, blah. Got some more cigar boxes I need to put together. A few more cigar box guitars because I gotta tell you, I'm having a hell of a fun time playing cigar box guitar because it's so easy. It's so fun. And it sounds so cool and wacky. What's the cat doing? Oh, phew. I'm safe. I thought I was going to be charged down by the cat again. Kitty attack. See, sometimes she doesn't attack me directly. Sometimes she just likes to run around and attack things that are near me, thereby letting me know that she could attack me at any time. She is reminding me that she is the apex predator and I am merely prey. Yeah, last night she was getting rambunctious and I had to get out a piece of string. But I didn't get out the string. I thought I grabbed the string, but I actually grabbed the elastic string, which feels just like the string. I couldn't look. I was blind and blah, blah, blah. And needless to say, as I was playing with the cat with the elastic piece of string, I thought of a great idea. For a musical instrument. You know how much I like to make weird musical instruments. Well, this is the weirdest musical instrument I've ever thought of. In fact, I don't believe anybody else in the world has ever thought of this. I haven't actually gone online to check. But being as the very concept behind this is so wacky and weird, I don't think this exists in real life. Now, there's something similar to it in the electronic world, but this is actually an acoustic version of this particular device, of this particular musical instrument. Something so rare, something so groundbreaking, that I'm wondering, gee, can I actually manage to develop this? Can I actually do this? Could I actually make one? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, well, don't hold out on us anymore. What are you even talking about? What's this musical genius idea that you've had? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm not going to tell you. Because I've only got about 1 minute left in this show. And so, you will have to tune in tomorrow to hear about my new musical instrument. That's right. Tune in tomorrow to Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC. Blah, blah, blah. And speaking of shows being almost over, what's coming up next? What day is it? Today is Friday. So, we've got Something Blue with Harry Larry coming up next, right after I'm done here. Some blues and jazz and jazzy blues and bluesy jazz coming up next, right after this. And I gotta get out of here. Who am I? My name is Tobe. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta get something to eat and do some work, so I'm out. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.